China has opened a historic Communist Party Congress in Beijing. It's the country's most important meeting in years. Now, President Xi Jinping is widely expected to win a third leadership term at the end of the week-long meeting. In an opening address, President Xi Jinping delivered a lengthy report listing the achievements of his term. He defended a wide range of policies under his rule and said the Congress was taking place at a critical moment for the country. Mr. Xi also focused on security and sovereignty issues in relation to Hong Kong and Taiwan. He lauded Hong Kong's transition from what he described as chaos to governance. And he gave a stern warning on Taiwan, saying China would achieve reunification with a self-governing island by force if necessary. Those remarks drew rapturous applause.
解决台湾问题是中国人自己的事。 要由中国人来决定，我们坚持以最大诚意，尽最大努力，争取和平统一的前景，但绝不承诺放弃使用武力，保留采取一切必要措施的选项。这针对的 是外部势力干涉和极少数台独分裂分子及其分裂活动，绝非针对广大台湾同胞。Mr.
Xi spoke about strengthening the ability to maintain national security, ensuring food and energy supplies, securing supply chains, and improving the ability to deal with disasters. He also defended China's controversial zero COVID strategy and pledged to renew economic growth.
面对突如其来的新冠肺炎疫情，我们坚持人民至上，生命至上，坚持动态清零不动摇，开展抗击疫情 人民战争、总体战、阻击战，最大限度保护了人民生命安全和身体健康，统筹疫情防控和经济社会发展取得重大积极成果。
And for more, Lo Min Min joins us live now from Beijing. Min Min, what were the major highlights from President Xi's speech?
Well, President Xi gave himself a shiny report card outlining what he calls his historic achievement over the past 5 years. And that include ending absolute poverty, modernizing the military, showing resolve on the Taiwan issue by opposing separatist forces, and restoring order to Hong Kong by allowing only patriots to rule the territory. He also made mention of China's zero COVID strategy and how that has prioritized people's lives and safety above all else, President Xi painting that as a policy win despite growing frustration here on the ground over those on and off lockdowns that have pummeled the economy. President Xi also spent some time talking about his success in rooting out corruption in the party, saying that that is the answer and key to the party's longevity is the answer to escaping that historical cycle of rise and falls of political parties. And next, he went on to paint his vision for the next 5 years. And the theme here is around building a modern, socialist, prosperous nation. And a key prerequisite to that, he said, is adhering to the leadership of the Chinese Communist Party. And some of the measures he mentioned include improving education and focusing on technological innovation to achieve high-quality growth. He also talked about the importance to protect national security in the name of social stability, saying that that is key for achieving long-term prosperity. Now, when it comes to foreign policy, President Xi reaffirmed China's one country, two systems policy, saying that this is the best option to ensure long-term prosperity of Hong Kong. And on Taiwan, he did not indicate a timeline for reunification with the self-ruled island. Instead, he affirmed the status quo, saying that China does not renounce the use of force if necessary to reunify with Taiwan. And he said this is targeted at sources of external interference experience and a minority group of separatist forces and not at the Taiwanese public at large.
Mm. Now, Min Min, to achieve these goals, what can we expect next from Mr. Xi?
I think, you know, based on his speech, it actually doesn't tell us anything that is very new from what we have already experienced in the past 5 years. So the next 5 years, it is likely to be more of the same. And in this Congress, we are expecting a political reshuffle as the Congress elects a new central committee. And what we are all watching out for, and President Xi is actually expected to retain his titles as General Secretary of the party, as well as Chair of the military. And he's expected to continue on as Chinese President next March when the legislature sits. Experts are saying whoever ends up entering, you know, the party elite, it doesn't quite matter because President Xi's stamp on policy direction is very clear. And we're all watching out for who will walk out behind President Xi at the end of the Congress to become the number two most powerful leader in China, because we know Premier Li Keqiang is constitutionally required to step down after completing two terms, but he's still 1 year short of retirement age, which means he could still stay on in the Politburo Standing Committee by taking on a different portfolio, for instance, by heading the legislature. But because Premier Li is widely seen to be sidelined by President Xi in his last term, experts are saying that Premier Li could retire altogether. And who ends up taking that spot could tell us about how much power President Xi really has on the party.
Mm, we'll be keeping a close eye on that as well. Min Min, thank you for that update. That was Lo Min Min reporting live from Beijing.